This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Donald Trump's going to be the president again.
What?
And scene.
What?
I'm so excited.
I'm having that feeling of, you know, after you almost get into a car accident, your body tenses up, adrenaline rushes through your body, and then you drive for maybe another mile, and then all of a sudden your body starts to ache because everything starts to relax a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm about there.
Yeah, I had a friend who got an accident once who had gripped the steering wheel so hard that he couldn't open his hands for about 3 or 4 days.
Wow.
Is he okay? Because he was just so tensed up from where he grabbed it. But yeah, it feels like that a little bit because you're going, this actually happened last night. I think it's kind of weird because we were on the air for so long or on the stream for so long that then you wake back up this morning and you're just right back at it. I think there's going to be a time coming soon, and maybe this is everybody, maybe it's not just us, that you're going to go, oh, they're going to change things. You know, Donald Trump's going to be the president. And I think we said this either on or off air last hour. He's going to actually fix the border problem. That's going to be a thing now.
He's just going to undo what Biden undid on day one.
Yeah.
Put it back.
Maybe we get the funding back. You know, we've reported on this. Joe Biden had the funding already allocated and the materials to build miles of the wall. And he told them to stop. And the money, he still had to pay them to do nothing. That's how much they broke the border. They had the funds and everything ready to go, and they still had to pay the contractors to do nothing because they didn't want the wall.
Do you feel, what is your thought right now on those people in your life, your real life? You know, we're in an office right now, and if you walk out there and you go to the cafeteria, if you just go to the bathroom or go to get a drink or something like that, you're passing people that you're generally going to pass at least somebody who's having a really rough day. And I love those people. They're my coworkers. I don't want anything bad to happen with them. We're working towards a common goal here. What's your feeling about those people today?
It's a good question because we know that there are people who are going to have meltdowns. If you get online right now, you're going to find videos of people just losing it from last night and today.
Time out. Those people who video themselves having a meltdown are very different than your brother or sister or aunt or uncle or kid or whatever, or your coworker, right?
That's actually my point. Yeah, what I was going to say is that's what comes to mind for a lot of people, and that's not really the majority of people. So I don't really, but I think the conversation I would like to have with somebody who I know is just a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat, definitely voted for Harris, is not, you know, are you doing okay? But are there people who voted for Harris who see that Trump won? He's got this, you know, they're calling it a mandate. Okay, that's fine. A landslide, whatever. Are they going, no, this is going to really be as bad as I'm told? They're not freaking out. But they're just really bracing for all the things that they said Donald Trump's going to do, and they're really that worried? Or are they like, you know what, it's not my choice, but we'll get through this? I just don't know. I don't know where the left's mind is at on that.
They're showing the setup for the Kamala Harris concession speech that's going to be taking place outside of Howard University. Brad, you talked to Fred. How's 97.1 going to cover that?
They are definitely going to take the very beginning of it, and they're going to stick with it, but it really just depends on how long it goes, and if it gets kind of, you know, rambling, they'll probably cut away. But they're going to take it from the top.
Will she laugh?
No.
I don't know. I just, I think you keep saying this, Ryan, like these moments are going to hit you intermittently, when you don't really expect it. I have in the last probably 6 months had people kind of out themselves as conservatives when I don't expect them to be conservatives. You walk, it's like if you're walking, had to run into Walgreens before I came to work, and you know, I can't remember what the thing is called, but like when you're seeing things that are, you're kind of applying your personal circumstances to what you're seeing and making some assumptions or whatever. But there are people who are walking around with the goofiest smiles on their faces today. And there are people who are walking around with the antithesis of it. It's very fair, in my opinion, to say that if you've been a Trump supporter for the last 8 years, that you've been demonized in pretty much every way you could possibly be demonized.
By mainstream culture, you are scum.
Garbage.
You're garbage. Yes.
Nazi.
Racist.
Sexist.
You hate the country and you want to destroy it. It's
hard to absorb all of those blows. Realize that the majority of people, the literal majority, not just the Electoral College, but the majority have said, in the midst of every single thing that you have thrown at this man, we choose Donald Trump. We choose him. It's very difficult to live under the labels, the hush-hush that you've had for so long. The people who, since 2015 and 2016, have seen who Donald Trump really is, big, scary, orange man, bad. And then over the course of almost a decade, come to the conclusion that, no, the left, they don't get it. The Democrats do not get it. You're independent. You're like Joe Biden is, you know, with all due respect, senile. Then they swap him out for Kamala Harris. Nobody gets to have a say in it, which going back to our conversation about did Josh Shapiro tell Kamala Harris no? The other wrinkle to that, in my opinion, is that he wanted to be the guy. And if they would have had any sort of election of any kind, that he would have been the guy. And when that didn't happen, he's like, this is your funeral, not mine. But while you listen to people demean you, I mean, all you have to do is, going back to The View again today, go look at the way some of these people are talking about those who voted for Donald Trump. Ladies, you are in the minority here. There are more people who, in the midst of every single opportunity that you've had to label, to divide, to demean, still see through all of your bologna sausage and have said, I choose Donald Trump. It's very difficult and very natural in a human nature kind of way to today to be like, so, and to want to rub people's face in it, to want to gloat about it. I cannot think of anything that is less productive in this moment. And when you see the folks on the left and the Fox News reports of Kamala Harris calling Donald Trump to be like, we'll show you a peaceful transition of power, and Joe Biden calling Donald Trump and saying he looks forward to a peaceful transition of power, there's a political play being involved in there, but also it's the right thing to do. It's the right thing for them to say, we're going to do this way. I also am waiting for January 6th to get here to be like, I hope you carry this all the way through. I hope we get to January 20th when Donald Trump is sworn into office and nobody else makes an attempt on his life. We've casually just thrown in a few assassination attempts into a campaign season and it's not even the headline story. There is really no moral high ground to find here. If there's any place that we're all standing together, it is not together on the moral high ground. But we all have the opportunity to try to choose that today. I'm a big scoreboard person. When it comes to competing and winning, I like to look at the scoreboard. hope to see my score at least a little higher than the opponent's. And then that, I work very hard to make that be enough. I live by the phrase, be humble or be humbled. Nobody likes to be humbled. Most people don't like to be humble. But there is an opportunity right now, while the whole country is watching the truth of Donald Trump being the president, and half of the country is just slowly turning their head to the Trump supporters, going, are you serious? Is this really what's happening? They're slowly turning their attention to you, that you have the opportunity to be humble and confident, which can go hand in hand, to the people who matter. To those in your life who really, truly matter. Don't get it upside down. We can very easily get it backwards, and you can fortify in the minds of those people who think that they know Donald Trump because of what's been sold to them about how evil of a man he is. You can get it in your mind that now it's your turn to serve it right back, but that ball's going to come bouncing back every single time, and you're going to fortify in their brain the lies that they have been told about the kind of person that Donald Trump is. He is no perfect man. Neither am I. Neither are they. We are not perfect people. But please prioritize the people in your life over politics. The scoreboard says what the scoreboard says. That's done. That's now history. I recoil when I see the human-to-human gloat. Social media is a little different because it's so impersonal and it's kind of like the Thunderdome. That's why you're there. But right now is not the time to go to your family member that you've disagreed with that has maybe been really terrible to you and just serve it right back to them. You don't have to like oversaturate the antithesis of that. But isn't today an opportunity to just be like, the good side won, and just be.
If you want culture change, we talked about this with abortion, but it's not just that. You really, and you call it moving the Overton window, Brett, yeah. Where you're not just moving things politics, because politics swings back and forth. The way I describe it is you want to move that pendulum. You want to move where the pendulum is swinging, because it's going to go right, it's going to go left, you want it's going to go right. You want the whole thing, the whole pendulum,
yeah,
to be moving right, or really toward the things that are of eternal value. And so I think that's what you're saying, is that we need to do the things, especially those of us who believe in the eternal things, you know, make that an effort in light of an election where everybody is very, very divided. And also be excited that your guy won and great things are going to happen. That's also acceptable.
There are people out there right now that are genuinely scared because they have been worked up by the media for the past 6 months, maybe even longer, that Donald Trump is the worst thing. There are people sitting out there that truly believe that democracy is lost, that the country is lost, that things will never be good again. They may never get to vote again. I mean, Oprah said that the night before the election. What you have the opportunity to do now is extend an olive branch to those people, and it's going to be a process. Like, hey, and not just today, but from here until January and beyond, where you can reach out to these people, be nice to these people, encourage them. It is not the end of the world.
You don't even have to talk about politics.
Right.
But you don't have to bring it up.
Yeah, you got some good holidays coming up.
Yeah, don't, yeah.
It's an opportunity for that.
Don't be the uncle. But reach out to them, encourage them, listen to what they have to say and their concerns and their fears. That will go a long way. And then just tell them that you're there for them. No matter what, you're there for them. I'm here to listen. I'm here for you.
Larry reached out to us on the Odyssey app and left a message, which you can do as well if you find 97.1 FM Talk. Let's listen to
Larry. Did you have a plan for the show today or an idea to talk about if Kamala won? Did that even cross your mind, or did you guys even discuss it?
Larry, thank you for leaving that message. If you want to do that, you can go to the Odyssey app, find 97.1 FM Talk. There's a microphone right next to the play button, and you just record right into there, and we get it. No, but I didn't have a plan for if Trump won either.
No, there was. If you knew how fast each show came together, that probably
every
wouldn't.
Show.
Yeah, because it's always late breaking news. This is like the latest breaking news possible. So there was really no way to prepare for it.
We really do just soak it in and outcomes, whatever our actual thoughts are in the moment. For me, it was much more of an emotional preparation. Anytime I come into a show, especially if there's big news or like there's a point A and a point B, and if we're transitioning from point A to point B and I don't know exactly where B is going to land, the number one thing that I try to do coming into a show is to get my head right and to understand completely whatever the emotion is that I'm feeling. Not to control my emotions so that I don't feel them, but to understand my emotions. Because if I understand my emotions, then I can address those emotions a little bit better. And yesterday, we opened the show, and I was very, very anxious. And I talked to you about that. And I appreciate all of the feedback we got back from those who were feeling the exact same way. And the reason why I decided yesterday to open the show with the God's honest truth of how I was feeling is because of how many people in my personal life and also socially through different messages that I get on the different platforms, people were incredibly anxious. And the fact that I was feeling that way, I could come on here and just, you know, we talked about yesterday, we could give you all the splits and all the polls and tell you why what we want to have happen is probably going to happen, or try to scare the poo out of you and do the reverse or whatever it might be. I could serve all of that to you, but I don't find that to be useful for you or for me. Yesterday, I go back and watch the last segment of the Five yesterday. They had like a 7-minute segment to wrap up before they tossed it over to election coverage. And Greg Gutfeld says something like, they started the segment like, well, we got 7 minutes. Does anybody have anything to say of any substance? And they were all like, no, we have nothing but 7 minutes to fill. And you just, when we go in, like, we understand that you are real people listening to us, and we are real people who are talking to you. We have lives that exist outside of, you know, we're not like Fox News bots that just sit up here and say what people program into our minds. We say what we feel, and we say what we think, and all of our feelings and our thoughts flow right out of the foundational things that we are, which is, you know, maybe it's Christian, or maybe it's as a parent, or as a spouse, or as, you know, a minister. Brad is a minister. I mean, these are things that we are for real. And so if Kamala would have lost today, it would have been very difficult for me to define the specific emotion I was feeling, but also to identify that you as a listener are very likely feeling similar emotions that I am. And I always find pretending that those emotions aren't there does not help me live life with them. And so that's, you know, that's how we approached the show yesterday. Today I'm very excited. I'm very tired. My throat hurts really bad and my body aches.
I'm excited too, but I think the number one thing that I feel, and maybe this is others, which is why I'm just saying at the end of the segment here, is validated. You just feel like all the things that we've been saying and feeling and talking about for 4 years, you go, oh, okay, good. The majority of the country also saw that.
There are not many more feelings as good as being validated.
Mm-hmm.
Just from an individual, personal experience. When the time comes and you've been validated, that is a pretty incredible feeling.
Especially in light of the culture and the media and the messengers that are out there trying to constantly tell you that you're wrong and you're crazy and you're stupid.
Howard University is getting ready for Kamala Harris's concession speech. Mark Reardon's going to take that from the top of his show and carry you through it, as long as it is a newsworthy element to add to the 97.1 FM Talk broadcast. I'll be looking forward to listening to that here on 97.1. If you want to leave us a message, go to the Odyssey app. Find 97.1 FM Talk and click that button Leave a recording. Tell us what happened in the election results. Did Trump win that thing? Did Kamala lose that thing? Or a little bit of both? Leave us a message. We'll be right back.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. It's so good to be with you today. Right after the election coverage comes in and we have a positive result last night, it was kind of interesting to see, as we were waiting, Georgia got called, then Pennsylvania
North
got
Carolina
called.
North Carolina first,
North
and
Carolina,
then
Georgia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yep.
Once those got called, then we had to sit around and wait for a while for Donald Trump to speak. Do you think he was waiting for Kamala Harris to call?
No, I think he was waiting for Fox or somebody to put him over 270. Because sitting right there just waiting for
Wisconsin.
It. And Wisconsin is the one they called that did it. And we were all going, wait, Alaska could do it.
Yeah, and Alaska's still not called.
But we're still kind of waiting. I think a couple have said, yeah, but...
Is there a reason why Alaska still hasn't been called?
They're just slow. They're always slow.
We've got another voice message left to us on the Odyssey app. If you want to do that, you can hustle up before we run out of time here. On the Odyssey app, AUDACY, download it. Find 97.1 FM Talk. And next to the play button, where you can listen to us do this thing here right now live, you can click that microphone and record your thoughts on today's YouTube live chat poll. So what happened in the election results? Did Donald Trump win it? Did Kamala Harris lose it? Or is it a combination of the two? Bob left a message for us. Let's hear what listener Bob had to say.
Unfortunately, Kamala is going to be the 47th president because miraculously something's going to happen to Joe Biden between now and January 20th. That way, the Democrats will get the first female president.
Darn it if that's not a good theory.
Yeah, it's a great theory.
It's a smart one. I don't know.
I feel like I've heard it.
I know. Somebody else has said that before. I don't know who. And they don't deserve credit.
Hey! You go look at our Christmas tree that's sitting in our studio or in our office right now, which I want to put in here, but I don't know if the marks will allow me to decorate for Christmas yet. So there's two ways I can go about it. I can just do it.
Yes.
And deal with the ramifications of people going, well, what about Thanksgiving? I mean, I'm talking to you, Ethan.
If there is a time to put a Christmas tree in here, it's today or tomorrow because those guys are riding high.
Yeah, it's true.
Put up a Thanksgiving tree.
Okay, I'll put a turkey on it.
Yeah, put a turkey on it and some ornaments.
We, last year, put prediction ornaments on the tree. We wrote our predictions on it. One of my predictions was that Joe Biden would not be the nominee, which I have been saying for a super, super long time.
Huh?
Another one was that Kamala Harris would become the president. And I was assuming that that would happen not via the election, but via a Joe Biden stepping down. And I was saying that that whole scenario would make a lot of sense because the 45, 47, the hat merchandise and all of that stuff would all be rendered kaput in the event that Kamala Harris got to be the president for like 8 weeks. I think it's possible. I still think it's possible. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think that it would be something like Joe Biden saying, oh, I've got a health problem. It's almost as if he would have to do it almost ceremoniously and say, I'm going to do this because I think it's the best thing to do. And that's what I decided to do.
Michigan Senate race just called
for the Democrats.
Slotkin, incumbent. So that seat stays as it was. Not a flip, but a very close difference of just over 18,000 votes. So the breakdown for the Senate right now is 52 Republicans, 44 Democrats. So we have a few that are left remaining, and Sam Brown in Nevada has been looking good. Right now, the New York Times has Sam Brown up by 0.5%. He's up by about 6,000 votes with 85% of the votes in. You were talking a little bit about the count there on that Senate race. Is that still holding true?
Well, that's why he's up now, because he was only up by about 800 votes. And they said, oh, there's this county, Nye County, that is very Republican. He should win by 2-1 margin. Well, he has. They've counted those, or they're still counting them. And he's up by 6,000 votes now. So that gives him a pad. There's not a whole lot more votes out there, but it's those straggler votes that make you so suspicious. Yes.
But the straggler votes in the Nevada case are breaking Republican. We were talking about this a little bit off the air, that If the Republican was winning, and they're like, oh, wait, there's a county that got miscounted, and they're going to count it. It's supposed to go 2-1 to the Democrat. We would all be up in arms with the suspicions, which is, you know, should they be up in arms? I don't know. I don't know the specific details of that specific county, but we're all just suspicious.
They take don't votes in Nevada for 3 days after the election. So most states don't do that. They do. And then I also saw a post of somebody saying, yeah, and you can also cure your ballot up until November 12th. Like, man.
Can I move to Nevada and vote for Sam Brown get that ballot in there?
Yeah.
Pennsylvania race, Senate race is still not called. Of course, Donald Trump winning Pennsylvania. We don't know the winner of the Nevada electoral votes for the president yet. Won't be consequential in who wins, of course, the presidency, but it would be nice to put in the red column. Pennsylvania Senate race right now, more than 95% of the votes in, according to the New York Times, and they have Dave McCormick at 48.9% to Bob Casey, the incumbent's 48.5%. So McCormick, the Republican who would upset the Democratic incumbent, the Republican is up 0.4% in Pennsylvania. And, you know, that might be something that gets called today at some point.
That's the hope. There are rumblings, but you can't really call anything just from that. So it looks good, though. Again, these are pickups. This isn't just, oh, Republican hanging on to a Republican seat, like Ted Cruz winning in Texas. That's good. You got to hang on to him. But the Republicans right now, without any of those that we just talked about, have picked up 3 seats.
Carrie Lake in Arizona, the Republican trying to flip a seat. Ruben Gallego isn't the incumbent there, but there's 61% of the vote in, so there's still quite a lot of vote still out there. And she's down by about 50,000 votes, 60,000 votes, if my math serves me right, just under 2% that she is down there. So I don't know. Is Carrie Lake going to be in the Senate?
Stupid Arizona, man. All the rest of the states. Even, I think, Alaska, who I was just dogging on, has more of their vote counted percent-wise than Arizona does.
We gotta drive so far to get them all together. It's so much landmass.
Every state right now, usually in the 90s, there's still one or two that are in the 80s. Arizona, 61 or 6, depending on who you're looking at, 63%. Come on, get your act together. Everybody's been complaining about them, too. You'd think that they would say, all right, let's get this together and do it well this year.
Somebody's listening to the show for the first time today, and like, she thinks that they have to drive across the entire state to collect. Yeah, isn't that how it works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Alaska's big, guys.
It's huge. You can see Russia.
It's just like you got to start in the upper right corner, go to the left corner, down to the bottom, and just sort of swirl into the middle.
And it's got those legs.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. The Aleutian Islands.
I watched you come to that conclusion on your face. You're like, you looked up and there was. Yeah. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we'll get to the final results of today's YouTube live chat poll. Have you voted yet? Well, hurry up. Get over to the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We've got 526 votes so far collected from you. What happened in this election? Did Donald Trump win this one? Did Kamala Harris lose this one? How do you feel about the effort of each of their campaigns, or combination of both? Annie Fry YouTube channel, go leave a vote. You can go to the Odyssey app and leave a comment for us if you so choose on your reaction to the results. We'll be back in just a minute. Welcome back. Things are deteriorating here.
Just trying to read
the
time check.
No. Why am I still here? Why am I still talking? I'm calculating the amount of hours I've spoken in the last 24 hours, and it's too many.
Did you freaking lose count?
Yes. I think I have more than 24 hours in the last 24 hours of speaking.
Yeah, her stenographer is like, what happened? This has been crazy.
Just put the apostrophe in there and leave me alone. we had a great time last night on the watch party. Ethan, thank you so much for all the help you did to help make it so that we could tag team with the Mark Reardon election results that were taking place here in the studio. That was really cool to be able to do that. And we found out that there was they deem themselves this. I did not give them this name, but they call themselves the Fannies, and that is not something that I that I ascribe to them, but I love that they own it.
I do.
We got this group of people they have come together through our show, and they have come together. They've gotten to know each other through the YouTube live chat, and it's just really cool that they got together to take these results in, and I'm glad that they were able to do that and celebrate versus the Misery Loves Company angle of it. So thank you to all of you guys for sending us your toast. Very exciting. And
is that orange juice that's in those glasses?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Those certainly are mimosas, because they were probably up all night. That was from this morning.
It was the morning.
Everybody who's listening, I'm guessing if you're plugged into politics enough that you're listening today, you probably stayed up too late last night.
Oh my gosh,
right?
Yes.
Not just us.
Well, and people are making the comments here. If you want to get together in the next Fanny get-together, I suppose, you got to get on the YouTube channel and speak up. And, I mean, they just came together. I think they've met at several of our events and ended up sitting together, but
yeah,
all great people.
The best way to get in cool with the fan club, Fanny club, is to say things like, I'm cool and I'm normal. And then they'll be like, oh, okay. Well, person sounds like they'd be cool to hang out with and pretty normal.
This genuinely sounds like a Wiggins America segment.
It can be. Go on.
That's how I get invited to parties. I just am like, hey, what's up, you guys? I do not need friends, but I could use some.
When was the last time you were invited to a party?
Probably college. You know what? Does it count when your kid gets invited to a party, but you take them?
No.
Okay, then it's college.
You know, the Sonny Hostin thing, I wanted to play that. I wanted to get to that. But I don't really want to sully the moment.
Yeah, don't sully it. Or mic it.
Wazowski? I'm literally going to watch The Lion King tonight. Yeah, I know. We don't...
Eight minutes left.
The difficult man.
I got Ethan.
We should
such a stupid joke.
Totally be having more commercials here.
So stupid.
I broke you. I don't know how that happened.
It was a long night.
Yeah, it was for everybody.
I'm gonna watch The Lion King tonight with my kids. I've always felt like if Donald Trump resurges and comes back and reclaims Pride Rock.
Oh my gosh.
No, I'm serious.
You've really thought this through.
You're darn right I have. The hyenas, the screeching hyenas. One of them is Whoopi Goldberg in the movie.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Literally.
Checks out.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Is one Joy Behar?
I don't know.
That totally makes sense when you think about it.
There are so many parallels in The Lion King. And I mean, I could also do Little Mermaid, but I'll spare you on this. I just have always thought that Poor Unfortunate Souls is Nancy Pelosi's anthem.
Oh, my goodness.
I've said it on this show before.
It's very deep.
But like when you think about being relegated, like you're framed for something, you're made to feel bad for something. They kick you out of the kingdom. They ruin it because the people at the top are super greedy and then everything goes to crap because of it. But then he comes back, and then it rains, and then everything is great again. Make Pride Rock great again. Duh. No,
I'm still thinking about the Sully joke.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Mike Wazowski. Plus, I can watch The Lion King with my kids and do something specifically with my kids and still have like an adult like thought process going through my head about why it's all the same, but I'm not going to share that part with my kids. Mm. We're just going to watch Simba.
Do Aladdin. Compare or Beauty and the Beast. Either one. Compare it to Trump.
I could probably do them all. But
whole new world.
I haven't really thought of that one that much.
Ooh, a whole new world. I like that.
Yeah.
6 minutes left.
Yeah.
Still.
Can we talk about the things that Disney hides in the movies?
No. Oh, only in the VHS.
Yeah. On the box.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Are you guys excited about, I know you guys have talked about just for how long now everything has been building up to yesterday and today. And now you're here. How does that feel to know that you're past the, we have to get to election day, we have to get him back in office. Now, obviously, we have a couple more months here until he's back in office, but how good does it feel for you guys to be, I mean, every single day for a couple of years now, this is what life has been, and now it's like, okay, we finally
Four
made
years.
It. Yeah.
I kind of likened it earlier in the show to when you almost get into a car accident. I mean, also maybe when you do get into a car accident, I've been in that before, where the adrenaline rush that goes through your body when you, if you didn't get in the car accident, you're driving down the road, all of a sudden it starts to ache. And because you're just kind of coming down from the tense nature of it, being on this side of it and getting the results that I certainly wanted to have happen. It is a physical feeling for me.
Yeah.
Like I feel it in my bones.
Yeah.
And when you're living life and you're trying to deal with all this and there's this huge consequential thing and it's always like down the road, it just kind of comes the fabric of, that's like just conversation you have at birthday parties with your like-minded family or discussions you have with your spouse or there's an entertainment level that you end up consuming about something like this. It's a competition. It's exciting in that regard. And so you just kind of live in this place for so long. And when you get upright to it and something is going to be determined, there's a very high pressure moment there. And when you think, when you don't have the results, but you start thinking about how happy you might be if it goes your way, then if you're me, you start also thinking about how awful it's going to be if it doesn't go your way.
Right.
And that's just a lot. And I'm so thankful. I'm so very thankful that God blessed us with a determining factor of conclusion for this election. That there isn't all of the question marks. You said this last night, Ethan, I think in our group chat, like, we're going home with an answer. Like, who would have thought that we would have the conclusion to this so very quickly? And I'm so glad that we have, because this is going, you know, when we talk about peaceful transfers of power and everything, yes, they are important every single time, but it is a lot easier to do when it's this definitive,
right?
When the Electoral College, of course, matches the popular vote, which the popular vote determines nothing, but there's very little to disagree about other than what could have been done or should have been done and wasn't.
It's such a big win and overwhelming with the popular vote. And I mean, carrying other senators across and everything, that you walk away from this. And I walk away feeling like, oh man, he's finally overcome all this stuff. And in a sense he has, but my brain keeps going, are you not aware what these people have tried to do to him? Do you think they're just going to stop now? I really am bracing, because I can't imagine what else they have to throw at this guy, which makes me scared that there's something like a who knows on the horizon that they're going to grab and go, this is the thing now. Because they're not going to let him just be the president and govern peacefully for 4 years. They're going to try to kneecap him again and again and again, because we know that they have. They never stopped. They won't stop now.
Yeah, I wonder how effective it can be. Because
I
think I look at this election and I look at what the American people said, and we mentioned this when we were talking about the media. The media has been, the mainstream media, the big media companies have kind of been regulated to the sidelines. You don't have the influence anymore. And people are going to look at everything that you say about this man with a side eye. They're going to be like, I don't know if I believe that or not. And they'll be more skeptical about it. And then on the other side, you've got Twitter, which has done an amazing job with community notes. X, sorry. Dang.
It's going to take a minute.
Has done a great job with community notes, which has been one of the best fact-checking mechanisms that I have seen.
Real quick before we go to a break, are we 57-50?
57, yeah.
Just around the horn here, there are so many different paths, and this is to what Ryan's been saying. Like, you go, oh my gosh, this is going to happen, and oh my gosh, that's going to happen. What is the single most thing that comes to your mind first, at least, that you're excited about what happens next?
It probably is border, because that's such an immediate, quick fix. It's not overnight, but you can do so much so quickly to stem that tide. Part of it's just messaging. Trump's coming back into office. That might fix some of it right there, because people will be less prone to push the system.
Ethan?
I think I would say the preparation that is now going to be able to go into his cabinet and the people surrounding him that are, I feel like there was just some surprise that I think on his side that he won in 16, so yeah, he wasn't prepared in some of those ways. It feels like this one's going in and things are going to be done the right way in every single aspect.
Brad?
I think I'm looking for the economic relief. I don't know how quickly it's going to come, but Stephen Moore has been like, it'll come quickly.
Yeah.
And I think about the housing market, interest rates, fuel prices, energy prices, groceries, any sort of relief, even if it's just a slight bit at first, any sort of relief is going to be amazing. And I think that's what I'm looking forward to.
My thing I'm looking forward to the most is watching what's left of the complete and total swamp-driven, agenda-driven media move off into an irrelevant place. And I, you know, media is a tough industry, but if you're not serving the purpose of the people honestly, then you should be out of a job. You can have an opinion, and it can be very, very different than mine, but be honest and forthright with the American people. I want truth again. Ethan, you want to give us the poll results?
Yeah, YouTube live chat poll today, 564 votes. What happened? I got to say, I clicked Trump won immediately because I was like, duh, Trump won. Yeah. And I was like, oh, wait. And I thought about it. So 53% do end up saying Trump won. Just 2% say Kamala lost.
Right.
45% saying both.
I said both.
No, you said Kamala.
I leaned Kamala lost.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you all for being here. Kamala Harris going to deliver her concession speech. The Mark Reardon Show will walk you through it. Don't go away. Keep it here on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.